This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, y'all. We got a great edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show today, live from Grandma's house. It's awesome. And my good friend, man, he knew me when I was a snot-nosed little homeopath to be. Bill Stanton is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Bill, how are you, my friend?
It's great to be back with you again, Scott.
It is so exciting to see you. I know it's funny. I called you earlier when we arrived in the Atlanta area visiting Mom, and you had said, well, I'm sorry I can't come by. I'm going to Florida. Yeah. And then you called me back. It's like, you know what? I got the weeks wrong. I'm going next week. I'm like, yeah, we left Florida. You're going back. No, wait till we're done. So you're here. You're back on the air with me, and just thrilled. And, folks, if you don't know Bill Stanton, he's been an institution in Georgia for years and years and years in terms of nutrition and human health and helping people through Bill Stanton Health. He had a health food store way down. It was in Atlanta.
Yeah.
In fact, you know what? I got to see our friend, remember Unity Natural Foods?
Oh, absolutely.
Right? And let's see, who was running that one? That was
so far along.
Teresa Stansel, remember Teresa?
Teresa,
yes.
Yeah.
I saw her yesterday. She says hello, sends her love.
Oh,
yeah. So
really?
I'm
really happy to hear
her. She was asking how you're doing. And in fact, you know what you're doing. She's doing something similar to what you're doing now, setting up elsewhere.
Uh-huh.
But very exciting that a lot of the people I've known for years, decades now in Atlanta, still going strong and helping people and bringing the power to heal back where it belongs.
Absolutely.
Right? And we know where it is. It's not with the government.
No, it's in the health food stores.
Yes,
it's that's where it's at.
That's where I got well, and that's where I want you all to get well here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So we're going to hear from Grandma Mickey later in the show, a little update on how she's doing. She's 84. She just got back from her sister's 90th birthday party in England, in London, and we're going to see how that all went as well. Some updates there. Also, Diane Miller from the National Health Freedom Coalition. There are serious attacks on homeopathic medicine. And, you know, Bill is really grounded in science as you are and have been for so many years and digging into the peer-reviewed literature on nutrition. I know we've talked about these things. Mm-hmm. Homeopathy, that's crazy. That's crazy talk, right? I mean, there's nothing real about that.
Well, the establishment has said all along it's nothing but water. But if you go back and look at the research and the real facts, it's not water, it's energy. Mm-hmm. And it's powerful energy fields, don't we know?
Energy,
and
yes.
It has powerful effects on the human body, but they don't want it because it's just like everything else. There's no money to be made in it, and mm-hmm. if there's no money to be made in it, you know, then they're going to trash it.
It's worse because it's money to lose for them because the people that are doing homeopathy are spending far fewer dollars on drugs, pharmaceutical drugs.
And total health care and health visits, and I feel very strongly about this issue. Not only the homeopathics, but all the nutritional and natural medicines and everything that's been the most dramatic development of natural medicine since the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act of 1994. There's been just an incredible development of natural medicine. And as far as I'm concerned, we now have homeopathics and natural medicines that are are absolutely just as effective and even more effective than most of the prescription drugs today. It's
yeah.
just a question of knowledge, and knowledge is power,
yeah.
finding out this information, because it's still being suppressed,
yeah.
as you understand very well. It's,
oh, yeah.
it's still being suppressed, so it's really every man for himself now.
Well, Super Don, you know we're just conspiracy theorists. We're talking nonsense, and you know there's nothing grounded here on this show about real life and real health and real healing.
Yeah, a bunch of what a bunch of crazy people, right?
That's right. We can count on you, my friend. No, I mean, Bill, you know, we go way back. Remember, we went to the governor's office. We got a picture with Zell Miller when he was governor of Georgia, right? When we were working Health Freedom back when.
1997.
You remember that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I was in Zell's office, and we discussed him taking garlic,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I just emailed Tommy Smith last year
mm-hmm.
because Zell died, and I thought it was appropriate because Tommy is the one that, you know, brought me in,
mm-hmm.
Brought me there for the first time to the state legislature, brought me into Zell's office,
right.
and he was very open-minded
yeah.
About what we were interested in. I'll never forget that. I appreciate Zell for that.
But we're still dealing in Georgia with a backward state when it comes to health freedom, natural healers, that kind of thing.
Oh, everything is totally suppressed, and as far as I'm concerned, you know, the Medical Association of Georgia runs the state legislature. They own the state legislature, and they're holding back this progress, and there's just not much. I mean, we've done everything we could,
mm-hmm.
and I suppose we still will. We're still active, but it's really very difficult to fight back against that power structure in Georgia.
Well, and that's why I want to talk with Diane Miller next hour about not only attacks on homeopathy, but at the state level, Safe Harbor Act, Safe Harbor provisions that would allow for natural folks, real healers, I call them, that are not medical doctors,
mm-hmm.
to hang their shingle and safely help people. They don't claim to be what they're not, but they could absolutely safely assist those who are seeking them out for help that don't want to do the drugs. So it's happened in, I think, 10 states now, thanks to Diane Miller and the National Health Freedom Coalition. And we'll see, you know, maybe there's some hope for progress in Georgia and other states as well.
Well, it's still happening all the rest of the states,
yeah.
Whether it's official or whether there's been any
sure.
legislative action on these people. But, you know, there's a tremendous underground of natural health
mm-hmm.
that's going on in the United States, and I've been a part of it for a long time, and I feel very strongly about it, and I would hope that in the future that Georgia is going to open up to the real truth about
right.
what's been going on behind the scenes for decades.
Well, they've been one of the slower states to pick up on even medical cannabis, for instance, but a lot of the southern states have. Oklahoma, we've talked about it, Texas, other things, but
mm-hmm.
Eventually, inevitable freedom will rise and will come back to the fore, so to speak. HPV shots.
Mm-hmm.
Now, back when we were doing our thing together, you'd be on my show, there was no such thing as an HPV shot. Right, they're making this stuff up, folks. They claim that human papillomavirus causes cervical cancer based on a PCR test.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from scraping from cervical cells. 30 years later, they find genetic fragments that they amplify hundreds of millions of times, and they say, one time you had HPV here, as if that were a cause. There's nothing there to do anything, and it's the cause. It's ludicrous. Yet they want to give a shot that is causing devastating impact on little girls and some little boys, and now they want to expand it to young adults as well. Have you heard any controversy? Have you seen any people that have suffered from this shot?
I haven't seen anybody personally, but I do read the research, and I try to stay up on the reports to the FDA. You know, there have been so many reports to the FDA, DNRs on the HPV,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know why that they're still even ignoring. There's so much evidence now against it.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that it really is still out there, and they're pushing it to the extent they are. And as far as my personal belief about cervical cancer, which is it's a major problem, and it's becoming more of a major problem, and I don't believe it's any more HPV than it's a number of other infection types. And the bottom line here, irrespective of microbial causation.
What about the toxicological causes?
There's this underlying story that never gets discussed, mm-hmm. which is the underlying long-term lifetime exposures to all these immunosuppressive environmental chemicals mm-hmm. that are, I think, has everything to do not only with cervical cancer, as well as the fact that it's an immune issue.
Yeah.
And it's a mucosal immune issue. It's an IgA-mediated mucosal immune issue mm-hmm. That is not really being attended to, because really this is not where they're functioning. They're not functioning on the level of immunity.
No, not at all. In fact, it lead story today, if you look in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, garbage in, garbage out, researchers dress down Cochrane for its flawed and biased review of HPV vaccines. Now, we've referred to the Cochrane collaboration over the years as a really wonderful scientific group that actually does great analyses of scientific research and literature, and they've revealed how bad flu shots are, how they don't work. But now, apparently, there's a lot of pharmaceutical money and conflicts engaged with the Cochrane source of funding. And so they say, in regards to their full-on endorsement of HPV shots, a review of the Cochrane review, if you will, says, we believe the Cochrane HPV vaccine review does not meet the standards for Cochrane reviews or the needs of the citizens or healthcare providers that consult Cochrane reviews to make informed decisions, which is part of Cochrane's motto. Now, the Nordic Cochrane Center, then the authors dress down the Cochrane review on seven counts because they say the HPV shot's awesome. The Cochrane review missed nearly half of the eligible trials. They cherry-picked. They said, let's go for these, not these. There were no included trials in the Cochrane review that used a placebo as a comparator, right? Mm-hmm. All tests or analyses on the HPV shot reviewed contained the adjuvant aluminum. And that is aggravating. That causes side effects and nasty effects. And so you weigh that against the actual shot that also contains aluminum, you're going to find false safety. You're going to go, oh, it's about the same for both, right? The included HPV vaccine trials use composite surrogate outcomes for cervical cancer, not actual outcomes. The Cochrane review incompletely assessed serious and systemic adverse events. They also did not assess HPV vaccine-related safety signals. They ignored industry trial funding and other conflicts of interest, and their public relations of the reviews were very uncritical. So even those that we would look at and say, this is a good scientific group, have now become corrupted.
Well, you know, there's been innumerable studies showing relationships between vaccines and all kinds of abnormal and untoward events in children, but it's always the same. To me, it's always the same. Mm-hmm. The response is, well, you know, it's this or that or the other reason why that's not a legitimate study.
Yeah.
But when any pro-vaccine studies come along, there's never, ever any criticism about them. And I think it's, you know, if you go back and review all the studies that have been done on vaccines, there's more than ample evidence that there's horrendous problems with the vaccine. But, you know, I feel like there's something that trumps all the studies.
Yeah.
And that's when a mom says that my child was perfectly normal before the MMR vaccine.
Yeah.
And nobody is paying attention to tens of thousands of reports from these moms.
Right.
Who have said,
them.
You know, it was a before and after. It was an overnight situation.
Moms, you know your kids better than doctors. Pay attention. Also, shout out to our good friend Joan Shenton from England. She has her documentary films, Sacrificial Virgins, all about the danger of the HPV vaccine. She's been denied entry to Australia to show her film. Come on, you wussies in Australia, man up.
Yeah, really.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Sitting to my right, if you're watching on a YouTube stream at RS Bell Media Channel, you can go to robertscottbell.com. My dear friend, Bill Stanton. Bill goes way back before. I mean, back when this show was called Jumpstart Your Health in Atlanta only.
I believe I was the very first person that was ever on your show.
I don't doubt that.
2000.
Yes.
And from my store.
Right. And I couldn't get enough of Bill. Anytime I could get him on, I would. And he was always busy, but he would sometimes make room. He'd squeeze some space in for us.
You just flashed me back because I think we had an intense discussion about Meshnikoff that day.
Yeah.
And bowel flora.
Yeah. Like I said, this goes way back, folks. And Bill has been in the natural products industry for a long time, longer than I've been. And he's seen a lot. And he's been through a lot. He was honored by the Georgia legislature for his work in nutrition here in Georgia. And as I said, we talked about some reminiscing when we were working for Health Freedom. We actually met Governor Zell Miller at the time. Got a picture with him. I still remember that. And Bill is back. And I'm just so glad that you're here with me on the air today. We've got to talk a little radio stuff. Again, I started radio in 1999. 94, I was on WSB with a liberal host. What was that guy's name? I can't even remember his name now. But anyway, it was a 50,000-watt station at the time. And it blasted everywhere. And I was on with Luke, remember?
Oh,
and of course. It went all over, and people were really Oh, they were so upset because we talked about vaccines. We talked about the scam of AIDS, what it wasn't, what it was. And 4 hours of that, after an hour schedule, I was like, man, this radio thing could be pretty good. And one day we started in Atlanta, and then it grew and grew and grew. And here we are, what, 19th year in broadcast now.
Well, it was because of you, Scott, and because you were just so far ahead of everybody else. And I saw that immediately about you, and I was attracted to you for that reason.
Right.
You know, because you, I don't know where you came from. But you just
aliens.
Had that insight. You know, you could see so clearly what the general public couldn't see.
Well, and being able to communicate it clearly is the key, and that's what I found when I kind of found I was able to relate these concepts that were coming through that I was learning about in a way to my culture that didn't have it, right? I was very impassioned to relate it, and that's why we're doing this even today. And speaking of radio, people always ask me, are you related to Art Bell? They always ask me that in radio. Now, the only relationship I had to Art Bell was that we got started on the same radio network, TRN, many years ago. He was sold to Premier, and that put them on the map. But no, we aren't related. We don't do Bigfoot. We do UFO stories occasionally, not often. But Art Bell passed away in April, an icon, Hall of Fame broadcaster. He did overnight stuff we tend not to do here, but occasionally. And he died. Now, apparently, the autopsy results are in. This is another death by modern medicine, iatrogenic diseases. He was on oxycodone, hydrocodone, Valium, and muscle relaxants. And he died. What do you expect? Now, Bill, over the years, I think we didn't have the fentanyls of the world at the time. But, you know, these drugs we used to talk about were street drugs. Now they're pharmaceutically FDA-approved drugs, and they're killing more people than whatever people are getting on the street.
Especially these drug cocktails. And I still don't understand how they can't understand that when you mix up all these drugs together, especially the opiate drugs, that they're so highly synergistic, you know, that if you keep doing something like that, you're going to compromise your liver and kidneys. And I don't know if you remember this, but May 3 years ago, the British Medical Journal published a very controversial, it was controversial in the United States because it was about the United States medical system that they determined was the third leading cause of death in America.
Right,
and the
right.
number one reason of all the subcategories was the drugs.
Well, where were the congressional hearings? Have they occurred on this? I mean,
where, you know, you want me to hold my breath?
No.
I've died a thousand deaths.
Right. No, we're dealing with that. And Super Don, again, a sad, tragic death for Art Bell, but again, another iatrogenic death.
It's such a sad situation to hear that. And I didn't know that, but, you know, he's just one more that is just another drug statistic.
Yeah. Go ahead, Don.
And I'll tell you, it's kind of a sign, I think, of how tragic the situation is, because when you and I were talking about this story, I think it was like Friday, you were like, is that new news about Art Bell?
Yeah.
That he died of a drug overdose? And, you know, it's like we have covered so many stories now, just over the last, I'd say maybe just the last 12 months, of high-profile celebrities and people that are dying from these drug cocktails like you're talking about, that it's hard to, like, remember, oh, yeah, well, no, we didn't know about that guy yet.
Right.
You know, it was like almost, well, I thought that was, that he. We already knew that. Because
yeah,
there's been so many,
assumption.
Right?
Yeah, we got Michael Jackson, you got Prince, you can name the celebrity, and, you know, now they got carfentanil, like a little speck of it can kill 100 people. I mean, that's how potent this stuff has become.
Yeah.
So, listen, we're going to talk about health freedom, healing liberty, like I always do, but there's an interesting movement under the Trump administration. The DOJ just launched a religious liberty task force. We're going to talk about the positives and negative potential of that, perceptions of the religious right versus the religious left, and who do they worship. Fascinating discussion. Also, Grandma Mickey's going to join us with her book, too.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, joining us now, in addition to Bill Stanton, my mom, Mickey Z. Bell, author of A Life of Many Colors, From Israel to America. And y'all get it if you haven't gotten. You want to know the history of a lot of history that she's went through. It's amazing. What an amazing story.
in your childhood.
Yeah, don't read it for that. You don't want to know that. So anyway, Bill, we've all been friends for so many years, and you know, Mom's going strong at 84. What is she doing?
I don't know, but it's unbelievable. I mean, as long as I've known Mickey, and she just doesn't age.
Yeah.
You know, it's just phenomenal.
I go backwards.
Yes.
You're going backwards, all right.
Could it be the dancing?
Yep. Yeah. Dancing has a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Probably awesome. Everything.
Yes.
Is.
Yeah.
You're still so strong. I remember at your 80th
you know, birthday you came.
Everybody wanted to dance with you.
Yes. Yeah.
And you danced with everybody.
Absolutely.
Right.
It was wonderful.
So somebody renamed your book A Life of Many Cuddles.
I'll cuddle you all.
That's very sweet. That's very sweet. All right. Well, let's launch into a discussion of religious liberty. Now, in Georgia, it's the Bible Belt. Okay, we've criticized the Bible thumpers in Georgia because they have been very much against a lot of what we're for in terms of natural health and healing. Believe it or not, they've worshipped pharmaceutical doctors. They've denigrated those who would dare to use the cannabis plant as a medicine. Now, that's sort of changing slowly over time. But at the same time, you know, being a minority in a Bible Belt region, I've moderated my views of who is the real danger in America in terms of religious right. I believe it's the religious left, Bill, and let me explain why. In California, where you have the complete control by the Democrat Party, the left of the political scene, they've completely sold out the people and the children of California with SB 277, a mandatory vaccine law that eliminates all religious exemption, all philosophical exemption, and good luck finding a doctor willing to write a medical exemption if you want to go to public school or private school. The only thing you have left is homeschool. And so what I see of the religious left, that they've abandoned the religion of their youth, whatever that may have been. You know, obviously it's mostly Christianity in America, and they've adopted the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, and they have violated the rights of parents around the country, in California particularly, who would say, you know what, I don't want to inject aborted fetal cells, I don't want animal DNA and RNA injected into my child, I don't want to take drugs or chemo for cancer. And so they look and they say, no, you can't leave that church. You know what I'm saying? So I've come almost full circle to what I think is the biggest threat to liberty, and I don't believe it's the religious right anymore. Is that weird?
Well, I don't know. I know one thing. What happened in California threatens many other states.
Yeah.
I've been worried about what's going to happen in Georgia
mm-hmm.
because of this reason. Because when children are not allowed even to go to play school
mm-hmm.
or child care because they don't have the entire vaccine schedule,
right.
Which now is up to, I think, 62 vaccines by the age of 18, I think it's an outrageous breach of the public trust.
Right. Yeah.
I think it's unconstitutional, and I don't know whether it's really, you say it's coming from the religious left. I know that the Democrats were really behind
yeah.
that. And remember the pediatrician that was behind that bill?
Mm-hmm. Richard Pan.
Pan got yeah. $100,000.
From Big Pharma, yeah.
From Big Pharma yeah. in order to push that bill through.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the same thing is going on in other states, whether
yeah.
it's religiously driven or not. I don't know what your opinion is.
Well, it's about to follow the money.
Well, follow the money. Yeah. But it's interesting. If I were to go to a leftist legislator here in Georgia and talk about the vaccine issue, unless they're aware of the film Vaxxed from Cover Up mm-hmm. the Catastrophe, which revealed the lies and deceit at CDC, and the revelation that you have tripled the rate of a risk of autism for young African-American males if given the MMR shot on time or early, other than that, they're going to go, no, the vaccines are too important. If I go to a legislator who has more of a religious bent, Judeo-Christian bent, that believes in family, they would say, no, you know what? It's the freedom of the parents and the doctors. It's between them. We don't need to get involved in that.
Right.
And that's respectful. And I don't see that respect coming from leftists anymore. And that's where they used to be suspicious of government. Now they're all in on it. Yes, we can force you to do because we believe it's important. What, to sacrifice my child for some nebulous greater good? That's medical collectivism.
Yep.
And you and I know you don't get sick as a group, you don't get well as a group. You get sick as an individual, you get well as an individual. But they're looking at it in a collectivist ideology, which is greatly dangerous to our individual health.
Indeed.
Well, I know one thing. I want religious freedom.
Yes.
And I want everybody to have the same religious right,
right.
And I want everybody to have the same medical right, because I don't see any difference between the two.
Very good.
Yeah. And that's what I think the problem is now, that the left in California has forced this law through, and I'm afraid it's infecting the other states, because I've seen evidence that something like 10 other state legislatures are working on this same law that would prevent any further rights to put your child in school without
right.
the 100% of the vaccine schedule.
Yeah.
To me, it's an outrageous breach of the public trust.
And so the controversy surrounding the Department of Justice launching a religious liberty task force, and then Sessions, Jeff Sessions targeting, and he's not good on weed. Sessions is not good on cannabis.
Yeah.
We've said that. But it's a state issue. It's federalism. The states are pushing back on the feds. Inevitably, they're going to back down. But targeting the branding of religious organizations as hate groups. You've got the Southern Poverty Law Center, who thinks what we do here is borderline terrorism, promoting natural medicine, a freedom from government oppression. And they're, you know, one of the groups that the government, the FBI even says, well, you tell us who's a terror group and we'll put the word out, right? And yet, here we now go back in, we say the cake baker. This is a controversial decision at Supreme Court level. This doesn't mean he's discriminating against gay people who want a wedding cake, because they can go down the road. It's not like you only have one option. But if you have a sincerely held religious belief about marriage, and you say, you know what, I can't in my good conscience produce a cake for you, but I can tell you, you can go down the road and they'll do it for you, it's fine. So the freedom of religion is not the freedom from religious beliefs. Right. And you said it well, Bill. It's also medical freedom. I don't see the difference. Your beliefs about medicine are also ultimately religious beliefs, the sanctity of your body, of your family, of your child's body. So I think we need to bring that concept. It isn't about one religion over another, except in the Western leftist view, the one religion over all others is pharmaceutical mysticism,
mm-hmm.
right? In the Church of Modern Medicine.
Yep.
And that's now in violation of the First Amendment. It's gone too far. So I am in favor, I am supportive of all aspects of religious liberty. As you said, I want the same freedom that you have, and you should want that for me, or else if I don't get it, then you don't get it. It's going to be bad for everybody.
And respect each other's rights.
Exactly. Too much to ask, isn't it?
To me, it's just simple, but I don't know what's happened in the United States that we have been forced into a situation where we have been denied our personal and individual rights,
yeah.
because that's what they did in California.
Yeah.
And with all the evidence that exists now about the potential dangers of vaccines, you really do have to think, as a parent, you really have to think carefully, do I want to expose my children to this, and am I going to be forced by the state by holding actual schooling? And
yeah.
most people don't have the technology or the ability or the time to do homeschooling or send your child to a private school.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely outrageous that this has happened in the United States.
Well, it's highly discriminatory, and I think that's what's going on with this administration that I like in defense of religious liberty. And you got to focus on not one religion, but all, right? You know,
yeah.
you might have different, and I've said this so many times, that you go into your church, synagogue, or mosque, and you drill down enough questions of each person in there, you will find there will be differences of interpretation and beliefs, even among those you believe are the same religion as you, because we're all individuals, and we're created by God as individuals. Now, the fact that you group together in a similar, we're all tribal. We're a tribal species. That's what we do. We like to hang out with people that are sort of similar to us. That doesn't mean we would all want to attack and kill people who are different from us. Here's a great example. Mom, Mickey, you grew up in Palestine when it became Israel.
Right.
Now, before the state of Israel.
The independence war.
Right. You went to Lebanon.
Right.
You, your dad, your family, you had friends who were Arab, who were Muslim.
Right.
You would go to the shuk. You would drink. You would eat. You would share at the cafes.
Yes.
Everybody found, you know what, it's
everybody
in our best interest
friends.
To get along,
yeah.
right?
Right.
Then suddenly the New World odor eaters,
politics
the globalists,
got in the, way. Yeah.
The politicians got in the way and said, you know what, we need perpetual war. The Middle East is our key, is our ticket. If we can foment these artificial realities.
Control people.
Yeah, and they'll all fall for it. And then hatred is what we see, not only in the Middle East that was fomented artificially, mm-hmm. but in the political left, the hatred of Trump, the deranged,
yeah.
lunatic, leftist hatred,
sick.
You might have differences in opinion in terms of politics and ideology. That's been going on forever. But the outrageous hate and anger and violence and vitriol, you have been played, folks.
Yes.
I don't mean my audience. I don't believe as much. But you know what I'm saying? This anger, it's so much more. And I think that people are being played.
Absolutely.
Well, you said it all, Scott.
Yeah,
there's
right.
More I can add to that.
Yeah. So, again, the living example going from Israel, Palestine, whatever, when you could get along and then suddenly the globalists, the internationalists, the war makers, the war profiteers, they need perpetual warfare to control the population, have access to natural resources.
You're so right.
All of these things play, and, you know, who goes that deep? No, it's the Hegelian dialectic. It's Republicans versus Democrats. It's left versus right. Stop being played. Step out of it, that matrix kind of thing, mm-hmm. and start seeing it for what it is and live differently. And coming back to Bill, your perspective on religious liberty as it relates to medical liberty, all freedom stems from our creator creation, right? Whatever you believe, that's up to you and your creator. But the reality is, how do you live based on those beliefs will tell me more about you than what you claim to believe. The question is, will you stand for liberty? We're in a country unique on planet Earth that was founded on the basis of defense of individual liberty. Right now, we've got a collectivist cult that has begun to dominate both political parties in many ways, that we can't rely on groups of people to salvage it because they're all insane. Individually,
yes.
We can come back to sanity one at a time.
Yes.
Well, I hope that's going to be the case, but it doesn't look like it. I mean, the way the vaccine laws are progressing now, but I want to keep an open mind, and there is this activism that is going on, and I just hope that there's going to be enough influence on the individual states, because I see it as a state's issue.
Yeah.
You know, I've always agreed with the right that the states rule, and now we've had a flip-flop with the Attorney General, and he's brought everything back to the federal
level. Right.
That's right.
Remember, federalism, states, 10th Amendment. The 10th Amendment Center is a great place to learn about these things. Those powers not specifically granted to the federal government belong to the states or the people respectively. Y'all check it out. Nullify that which they have done unconstitutionally, which is almost everything, by the way. We got a lot more healing to go. Thanks, Grandma Mickey. A life of many colors. Go get it. We'll be back with Bill Stanton after this.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Don't know about y'all, but I'm having a blast with my buddy Bill Stanton. I want to thank Mom for hosting us and being on the show today as well. We've got Diane Miller scheduled next hour, National Health Freedom Coalition. We're talking about FDA attacks on homeopathy. Right now, I want to go to my humble and lovable producer, Super Don, and I understand that on yesterday's show you did American Canuck Radio. You got pasted on this particular subject about alcohol.
I got booed off the stage when I was talking about this yesterday.
But well, why, what would you have done to get booed?
Well, okay, there's a study that came out last week. I saw this, I don't know, it was like middle of last week. Mm-hmm. And the reason why it got my attention, because I love headlines that they're crazy. And like this one here, the headline on this particular article about this study was, abstinence and heavy drinking could increase dementia risk. And I'm looking at that and I'm like, wait a minute. So you're telling me that if you don't drink, you can get dementia, and if you drink too much, you can get dementia. So what have they done now? Putting out a headline like this, they just confuse a whole bunch of people who are going, oh, my God, am I drinking too much? Am I not drinking enough? What do I do? I don't want to get dementia. How, my goodness, what am I going to do, right?
Yes.
And so basically what they did in this study is there was a survey that was done. And it was like, you know, one of those meta data analysis type things where they kind of look at a bunch of surveys, self-reporting, surveys and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And when they crunched the numbers, they found, and this is important to note, the word that I'm using here, they found a correlation between people who drank and the rates of dementia, right?
Okay.
And so it's like, this is such, I used the term junk science yesterday, I think it was.
Okay.
And look, I understand that there's a lot of confirmation bias out there that, you know, somebody who likes to drink, if they see a study that says, if you drink, you won't get dementia. It's like, yay! You know, woo! And right, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. But, you know, what it comes down to here is that if you took all of that data, you could probably find a correlation between people who listen to country music and rates of dementia. Okay? Depending
oh,
on how
you crunch.
And the reason why this type of research is you just can't rely on it is because they don't look at the other 1,001 factors that would play into whether you would get dementia or not. It doesn't look at lifestyle, doesn't look at diet, doesn't look at exercise, doesn't look.
You are so right.
I will say it. It's a bad word sometimes, but genetics too do play a certain amount play a certain role in these things.
Let's bring Bill into the equation. What do you think?
Well, I just think that there's, you know, absolutely, there's so many different variables, especially now, and I always go back to the total body burden, you know, because when the CDC did needle fat biopsy studies years ago, they proved that the average American had 148 environmental chemicals in their body fat. Half were known carcinogens. Two-thirds are known mutagens. Later, they did blood studies to show that the average American is circulating 225 environmental chemicals. In 2005, Albert Einstein School of Medicine proved that the umbilical cords of children contain 220 environmental chemicals. So this is a major variable, and some people are much more exposed than others. And then there's immediate current exposures. There's exposures from your house, your job, your car, your new car.
Right.
It just goes on and on. So I fully agree that there's so many different variables that it's hard to really wrap your head around just, you know, alcohol or not.
Well, let's in the last minute of this hour, let's talk about alcohol, because wine drinking, people said wine is good. It's in the Bible. They talk about it. And I'm concerned about is even the organic wines are now finding glyphosate. Evidence of glyphosate contamination. So even if you have a perceived or real benefit to a little bit of wine consumption, you've got to be so careful about what you choose.
Well, it's because the whole planet now is so contaminated, and you've got this vineyard over here, you know, that has now gone organic, but then you got a vineyard right next door that's not, and the wind is blowing.
Yeah.
And so that's why you can't really find any purity anymore.
Remember this organic like style coffee from Cameroon I'm sending you, Super Don?
Mm-hmm.
This is for your butt.
I was just thinking that.
No.
That's how I use it.
No,
he's not going to do it. He's going to drink it.
Listen, I'm not going to do it.
The point being, and Bill is right, we have got to work very hard to keep our liver strong, our kidney, our lymph, all of that moving, because we can't not be exposed on this planet. You can't live in a plastic bubble because the plastic alone is going to outgas, right? That was the only irony of the plastic bubble. You could have been killed by the plastic in the bubble.
Well, 10,000 times more than any other contaminant.
Right.
The plastic.
Make it from hemp. You can do that, folks. We have the technology. We can rebuild the plastic bubble out of hemp. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Diane Miller from the National Health Freedom Coalition, Attacks on Homeopathy. Stand up for energy medicine. It may save your life. Next, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAM84M of Nutramedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.